Chapter 3. Wind and Water. Not all the changes on Earth's surface come from the deep interior layers. Many are caused by wind and water. In the geological cycle, volcanoes and other forces build up mountains, plateaus, and other landforms. But even as some forces are building landforms, wind and water are wearing them away. During the ice ages, huge glaciers, moving sheets of ice, also carved out many landscape features. Caption: The Mississippi River deposits sediment in a broad area around its mouth. The Mississippi River Delta is one of the largest deltas in the world. A little stream running through a forest may not look like a major geological force. Actually, running water is the most important force in shaping Earth's surface. As rain falls and snow melts, water flows into little streams. Small streams flow down from mountain areas. Eventually, they come together to form large rivers. Water always flows downhill. As it does, it picks up soil and rocks and carries them along. Moving water carves out valleys and canyons. When the river reaches a level surface, it begins to drop all the rocks and soil it carries. It builds a broad valley, or floodplain. At its mouth, a river may drop the remaining sediment to build up a delta. Along the shore, moving water moves sand from place to place. Wind affects both Earth's surface and its climate. Moist winds blowing from the ocean can bring rain and snow. Because water temperatures change slowly, coastal areas have less severe weather than areas farther inland. In dry regions, wind can carve out weird shapes in rocks and cliffs. One of the world's largest deserts is the Sahara in North Africa. It is near the ocean, but the prevailing winds blow across dry land. They carry almost no moisture, making the Sahara one of the driest places on Earth.